Episode 1768, Why Not Do Something for Yourself.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How is your week going? Have you survived the Arctic freeze? Some of you have gotten a lot more snow. Us, actually, here in the south, it got colder way sooner than normal. So you know what? It's Wellness Wednesday. We got to take a deep breath. Why not do something for yourself? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you haven't looked at the calendar, the holidays are quickly approaching. Can you believe we are basically 2 weeks and 1 day away from this episode going live from Thanksgiving? Oh yes, the holidays are quickly approaching. Why not do something for yourself? You are worth it. When it comes to your health and wellness, instead of restricting your actions, look to add something that will multiply the result you're after. Too often we decide to make changes that require us to take away something, to subtract something from our life, and we have to agree to a restriction. That places us in a defensive mode. Who wants to have things taken away? We didn't like it when we were children. We didn't like to have our phone, if you're that age where you had a phone when you were younger, taken away. I did not. So it was my dolls, or it was my musical instruments, or maybe it was the telephone, but it was the one that hung on the wall that had a long cord attached to it. I just couldn't use it when I was done with my homework. We become very defensive when things are taken away from us. If we're battling people-pleasing actions or I'm not good enough self-talk, restriction limits what we can do. It puts us in a box. No one wants to be put in a box. Plus, with restrictions and limitations, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Why start if the chance of failure is higher than the chance of success? Oh, but you do start because you want a change. You want something different. However, when you fall short, then you accept the failure and you wait for another opportunity. This is a cycle that's repeated over and over and over again when it comes to health and wellness. We see it. What is the big New Year's resolution that happens every single year that the majority of the people say, yes, I'm going to do that? It has to do with what? Health and wellness. And it's usually what? Lose weight. Whatever you want to put in that box of lose weight, that's what it is. So why not do something for yourself? Something that will complement the results that you are after. You're worth it. Instead of running away from your failures, strike what you want with what you can add. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Add something to multiply the results. You've been told no your entire life, or at least enough times that no is a sticking point for you. You get stuck. And that leaves you dangling in the failure box. Who wants to dangle in failure? Nobody wants to hang out there. But we do it all the time. In fact, we do it so much that we get comfortable. Are you hanging out in a failure box now, today? You want success, especially since you're talking about your health and wellness. You don't want to fail anymore. You're tired. And if you're like me, I'm getting older and my time is getting shorter. I want to fail less and succeed more. And most importantly, you don't want to fail yourself. So why not do something for yourself and add something to multiply the result? So what does that look like? Number one, know your goal or your result that you're after. You need to know where you are going in order to chart a course. It's your GPS system, right? So your first stop, like your goal or your result, is the focus. Maybe your focus is losing weight. Maybe it's getting stronger, eating more greens, walking more consistently. What is it for you? When I say health and wellness, what comes to mind immediately for you? Okay, that's a good indication as to what you want as your goal or result. That's what you want to go after. So you need to know that so you can chart your course. Now, once when you know your goal or result, where you're headed, you go now to number two, and it's choose one action you can add. It's all about addition to your day or week that will help you what? Multiply your result. So let's break it down this way. For example, maybe you want to drink more water. Well, if you want to drink more water, yeah, you can say, I want to drink more water. Well, how can I actually do that? What action step can I take? Simply add a glass of water at every meal. That's it. What do you think that does for your body? One glass of water, okay, that's assuming that it's 8 ounces, just for games. If it's 8 ounces, you drink 3 of them. You're multiplying that out, right? 8 times 3 is 24. You will be drinking 24 ounces more of water a day just by adding one glass of water at every meal. That's it. But if you were to sit here and say, oh my gosh, okay, I've got to take away my coffee and I've got to add in water here and I've got to do this. No, it becomes like, oh my gosh, there's too much and I want my coffee, or I want this and I don't want to add that and this takes too much. It's simple, right? The keep it simple strategy. Just add one glass of water to every meal. Here's another one for you. Maybe you want to walk more consistently. So instead of taking the elevator at work, take the stairs. Now, if you're like, now, Christiane, I work on the 20th floor and I come in on the first floor. Okay, maybe we don't take all those stairs at first. So maybe you got a friend on the 15th floor. So instead of going to the 20th floor, press 15. Stop by, say good morning to your friend on your way up to your office on the 20th floor. Take the stairs. Whatever it is for you. Maybe you just enter on the first floor and you have to go up only to the second floor. Great. That's more than what you're walking now. And you don't have to rush. You don't have to run. But pretty soon what will happen? You'll find out that you'll be able to conquer those stairs a lot faster because you're getting stronger. All right, let's look at this. Let's say you want to get stronger. So when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I really don't want to have to add in a whole strength and training regimen. That's too crazy. I do a few things in the morning. Okay, great. So what can you add to your morning wake-up routine? How about adding push-ups into your wake-up routine? And no, that doesn't mean you have to do the military push-ups where you're on the floor and you're doing something, you're grunting and all of this and you feel like you're dying. No, maybe you start out with wall push-ups. Those can actually be very, very challenging. And if you are one who really doesn't like push-ups, but you know you need to get stronger in that area, that's the best place to start. So you start out with saying, oh, I'm going to do 5 in the shower. You're in the shower anyway, right? Why not do wall push-ups? Now, I'm sure if your partner decides to say a peekaboo in the morning to you, you might look a little strange doing push-ups in the shower, but you know what? What does it matter if you're adding something that's going to help you multiply your result? That's going to make you feel better. And guess what? You're going to look better. So you're going to feel even, what, 10 times better. Do you see how this works? All right. So here's another one. Eating more greens. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I know I need to eat more vegetables. Or maybe for you, it's fruits. Maybe you're great on vegetables. You need to add more fruit. So whatever it is, we're just going to use the examples, eating more greens. Add just an additional vegetable to every meal. Just like your glass of water, if you wanted to drink more water, right? For your vegetables, just add an additional vegetable. You're not saying, oh, you can't have this or whatever. Just add in an extra vegetable. So instead of just having broccoli, you're also going to add spinach or squash, whatever it is that you want to add to your meal. Maybe you add a salad. So you have a small side salad with green beans along with your protein. And if you do fruit, then you could do that. Or maybe you do a healthy grain. Do you see how it becomes manageable? Doesn't it feel better to know that you're adding something to your life instead of taking something away? Because the world takes away from you every single day. Why do we really honestly want to put up with that? We don't. And our mind is like, oh my gosh, it plays tricks on you. When you're told no all the time, you're like, okay, wait a minute here. I don't know that I really want to be told no. So start saying yes to what is going to help you add to your health and wellness. And finally, number three, build consistency. Take aim on that one action. Now you've decided on the one action. The key is, though, to repeat it every single time. Whatever that time, quote unquote, is for you. So if you're adding this into your morning routine, that's going to be every morning. If you're adding it to every meal, it's going to be every meal. If you're adding it into your, let's say, a weekly workout, and you do three workouts in a week, then that's three times a week. So whatever it is, you're building consistency. That's where your focus is. You take aim on one action, to the point of creating an action where you don't have to consciously pay attention to it. You're just doing it. How cool is that? Why not do something for yourself? Your consistency is what forms good habits. It's not about deciding, oh, I'm going to do this. And you start and you're doing great for 2.5 weeks. But man, at that wonderful, fabulous, almost 3 weeks, you make a mistake. And there you go. Because of that one mistake, you're like, okay, I'm done. I failed. I can't do anymore. No. Instead, here you're looking at, I'm going to build consistency to the point where if I don't think about it and I'm doing it, then I got it. Then you go what? Rinse and repeat. Find your new goal or result that you want to go after. Choose one action you can add. And then what? Build that consistency over time. When you add value to your health, you multiply your wealth. It's your life. You matter. So what have you been trying to accomplish this year where you haven't quite reached your desired goal? What is it for you? And don't look at this where you failed. I want you to consider one thing you can add to multiply your result. What is that going to be for you this week, starting today, right now? No, you're not going to sit here and think about it. I'm not going to give you time because the time is now. You have 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3. What is it going to be for you this week? The one thing you can add to multiply your result. 7, 8, 9, 10. What came to mind? What came to your gut, your heart that says, man, if only? Okay, grab that. Grab that if only. And look at it right now. If you have to, and you can, you're in the position to be able to do so, write it down, what it is. One word, three words, a sentence. What is that? Write it down. And if not, text it to yourself. If you're in a position to do that. If not, guess what? You just have to remember it. Come back. Look at this. Listen to it just at the very end. And I want you to go through this process. What is it that you are going to do for yourself this week? It starts today. Don't wait till Monday. There are no rules that say you have to start on Monday. Why does everybody say, oh, I'll wait to start? No, there's no waiting. Your day starts today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. You matter. So it's time to step up to the plate. It's time to get in the game of life, your life, where your health matters, where you're going to multiply your wealth because of your health. Now, if you want help with this and you're like, I get this, but I've tried a few things and I need a little more assistance, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I don't want you to sit here and hesitate if you are at all getting that nudge. You know what I'm talking about. You're like, yeah, this is my time. This is my now. Click on that link. I can't wait to hear from you. Start today because this is the day for you. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.